Port Townsend is a quirky town.
That's Judith Alexander, a 30-year resident of Port Townsend, Washington. She's at the center of the area's food resilience effort. Port Townsend is quirky. Jazz musician Barney McClure was once mayor. It hosts the Kinetic Sculpture Race, the Lawn Chair Drill Team, and should you board a city bus on Halloween, you might be hijacked by clowns and taken to a dance at the Armory like I was. You gotta love it. But along with that quirkiness comes something else.
There's a huge amount of volunteerism in our culture in this community. So almost everybody has at least one volunteer job that they do. So that gifting community spirit is embedded in our town pretty heavily.
Community organizers have made good use of that culture of volunteering. 2 years ago, there were 3 known community gardens in the Port Townsend area. By September 2009, there were 25. But this was no accident. It's part of a concerted effort to build a resilient region. The strategy is building community within neighborhoods. Here's Judith Alexander explaining their work to farmers at the Chimicum Grange.
Local 2020 is a 3.5, almost 4-year-old organization, and it's a volunteer effort to make sure that we have what we need in terms of food, energy, access to transportation. We can sustain ourselves as a county or a bioregion. And within Local 2020, there's about 8 or 10 different active action groups on different topics.
Of all the 40 or more sustainability groups around Puget Sound, Local 2020's development strategy is perhaps the most interesting.
Where we started was not with community gardens. We started with developing a partnership with the Department of Emergency Management and getting neighborhoods to organize for emergency purposes, where neighborhoods would call their neighbors together and set up a game plan if there was an earthquake or that kind of thing. Neighborhoods are where we live. That helps us build positive connections where help can be immediately at hand. Local food security is ensured via this community gardens. And actually, Dennis Crawford and Bob Hamlin from the Department of Emergency Management had me do a program on community gardening to the neighborhood organizers for emergency preparedness because they saw community gardens as emergency food access.
Local 2020 taps into a vein of community activism that dates from the counterculture influx of the late 60s. By 1999, the Y2K computer scare had people once again seriously talking community.
We had already been meeting for monthly potlucks during 1999. That's how we got the neighborhood email list together.
Land for one of the first of the community gardens was donated by a concerned farmer.
The farmer actually was a big Y2K person, and he went around and knocked on 150 houses and called us together for a little powwow about what we were going to do when the computers all went belly up. And that's how we started talking about farming and water access and survival, basically. We got on that conversation together because the farmer said, I have food and water for you guys if you need it. He wanted to avert chaos.
That community garden died out when the farmer needed the land back 3 years later, but it didn't end there. Gardening as a community has certainly had an effect on the gardeners, but one question always arises.
How do you decide who gets what?
This question is one of the main questions that people want to ask, because I think Americans are so concerned about ownership and having some kind of personal control over their property. So when they think about doing something collaboratively or cooperatively like this, I think it raises people's anxieties right away. This is one of the key values, in my mind anyway, of community gardening, is that we get out on that edge of having to collaborate with each other, having to communicate with each other, having to figure these things out that aren't clear-cut by boundary lines and ownership. We have to talk about what we want to grow. We have to talk about what we like to eat. We have to accept the fact that there's going to be things planted in the garden that we will never eat. Everybody has to accept the fact that there's a range of needs that are being met by this collaborative group.
That was Judith Alexander, garden activist with Port Townsend's Local 2020. You can visit Local 2020 at l2020.org. Each of Port Townsend's community gardens is unique. Next time, we'll talk to members of several gardens to hear how they work. For One World Report, this is Tom Allen.